Om Shanti. 20th March 2019, Wednesday. Blessing. May you be an intense effort maker who stabilizes yourself in the meaning of the word holy and celebrates the true holy. To celebrate holy means that whatever has already happened, whatever is the past, you promise to finish that completely. To celebrate holy means what? Holy. Everything is finished, whatever that is past. Feel anything that has passed to be something of another birth in the past. When you have such a stage, your speed of effort will become intense. Neither bring into your thoughts nor keep in your heart anything of the past that has happened to you or anyone else. This is what it means to celebrate a true holy, that is to color yourself firmly. So Baba is talking about the significance of the word holy or this festival of holy. So one of the meanings of holy is to past is past. All that has happened in the past has happened. Don't remember it anymore, because it's not going to change and we can't do anything much about it. The only thing that is in our hand is to learn from the past and go ahead. It's not by repenting too much, or it's not by thinking, brooding, reflecting all the time and letting the present go out of your hand that we are going to achieve anything. So one of the meanings of this festival, one of the significance is past. Yesterday night we were discussing about the different aspects of holy. Holy has got almost 12 different things associated with it. First, then we'll come to this today's blessing. The first meaning of holy is purity, which means holy, H-O-L-Y. Holy means purity. So it's a festival of purity. In fact, the most important thing about holy is purity. The second meaning of holy is surrender. Holy, to become Baba's, to become his, to surrender unto him is to celebrate holy. So holy is a festival of purity. Holy is a festival of surrender. Holy is a festival of victory. Holy is a festival of victory. So there are three examples they give. What are they? One is of that Prahlad who won when the demoness Holika made him sit on his lap and they both were sitting on the pyre and she was burned to ashes. Though she had got the blessing that she would never be burnt, but she had utilized that blessing for wrong purpose. Second is that Putna who was killed. That was another demoness who had come to kill Krishna. And third is Shankara killing the Kamdev. So these are the three types of victory because of which holy is celebrated. So holy means purity. Holy means surrender. Holy means victory. And then, what the other significance of holy? Feasting. Feasting is eating. Eating variety of foods. Different varieties prepared in different parts of India. Puran Poli and so many different things. Tamramanjiri and many others, Ghevar and different things. So, yeah, Karanji and Gujia and all that. So, it's about feasting. Feast is to eat, to enjoy sumptuous food. So, Holi is a festival where everybody enjoys food. It's all about eating. So, here you enjoy, you feast on Gyan, spiritual Holi and Laukik Holi. So, Laukik Holi is all about feasting. Spiritual Holi is about feasting on spiritual foods. In today's Murli, Baba said, sweet children, you have to churn this knowledge in solitude. Then only the new points will emerge. And then newness. Newness means past is past. Everything that is gone is gone. Now don't remember. Now start everything new. It means if there are broken relationships, you repair them. If there are fights and conflicts, you come together and become friends again. That's what is the significance of Holi. So that's the fifth significance of Holi. And then bonfire. Holika Dahan. That's to burn. That's what they do in that Holi. Here what do we burn? Old sanskars. Here what do we burn? Old habits. Here what do we burn? Sinful actions. So, that is the sixth meaning of the word of the festival. So, Holi means festival of purity, festival of surrender, festival of victory, festival of feasting, festival of newness, festival of bonfire. And then, sixth, seventh, Holi means it's a festival of colors. It's a festival of colors. Baba says you get colored in the color of the father. It's also known as the festival of love. So you become like the father. And then it's a festival of spring. You welcome spring. The winter has finished and now the spring has come. It's this end point of the winter. Cold is gone. And now spring has started. Vasant. It's the starting of the spring, not summer. Summer is far away. But now the spring is getting lost because of atmospheric disturbances. Otherwise there are 7 ritus. 7, now only 3 are there. Only remaining are 3. Winter, summer and rainy season. But there's so many other ritus. Shishir ritu, Vasant ritu. But all those things are mixed and you don't find them in pure form. But in Satyug probably all this pure ritu of Vasant would be there. So it is a arrival of spring where the farmers are so happy because they have to cut the harvest and then they get so much crop and then they sell in the market. So it's a festival of spring. Then ninth, it's a festival of martial arts. It's a festival of martial art in Sikh literature. It's known as Hola Mohalla. It's known as Hola Mohalla. So it's also a festival of martial arts, and especially in the Ananda Sahib. That's one place, a holy place, where they don all those military dress and they march on the road. They make a procession. So that is also part of, and that was done first by Guru Govind Singh Sahib. So, the ninth is Hola Mohalla. So that is the ninth significance of the Holi. And then, beating. Yes, Mathura, Latmar. So the women, they beat men and they try to shield themselves. So that is known as Lathmar Holi. Or the daughter-in-laws with some handkerchief, they make it like a braid and they hit the brothers-in-law. And they then give them some gift in the evening. So that is also done. So that is also one of the significance. So, 10th is about beating. So holy also means beating. And then 11th, it's about entertainment. Singing, dancing, laughing, enjoying, mirth, merriment. So holy is also an festival of enjoyment. And then last, Dahi Handi. In some parts of India, they celebrate Holi by Dahi Handi also. So Holi is not just one thing. If you combine everything, so Holi constitutes 12 things total. So Holi means first purity. Holi, H-O-L-Y. This meaning is not given in the path of bhakti, but Baba uses it. So holy means H-O-L-Y, means pure. And you see different meaning of the, different spelling of the word holy in different dictionaries. If you go to the earliest of the Oxford dictionaries of 1800s, you will find it is written as holy somewhere. Somewhere it is written holy. Somewhere it is written H-O-O-L-I. Or holy, many different meanings, spellings of the word holy. And it has been mentioned that even the Muslim rulers like Jahangir celebrated holy. Even the Muslim kings like Akbar celebrated holy. So you will find it's mentioned in different scriptures even. So holy means purity. Holy means holy. To become Baba's, surrender unto him. Holy means victory. Victory of good over evil or bad. Holy means feasting, where you enjoy food. Holy means newness, where the old bitterness is lost and new relationships are formed. Holy means burning the past, bonfire. Holy means, that is known as small holy, choti holy. Holi ka dahan, where the woods are burnt. So real meaning is, you burn. And here the past, is past means holy. Whatever that has happened, don't remember it anymore. Holy means, colors or love, that is Dhuli, Vandan, or different names they have given. The next day they celebrate. Same Dhuriya, same colors. So it's about coloring each other. So here you color each other with the color of purity. Whatever, you use anything. So the purpose is to color. The next is spring. It's the arrival of spring. You welcome the spring. The winter has gone. Put away all the cold, warm clothes. And now the spring has come. And then martial arts. In Sikh literature, it's about martial arts. The procession. And then Holi is about beating. So you have to beat whom? Maya. You have to beat whom? Maya. And then Holi is about entertainment. Entertainment means singing, dancing, enjoying. Then Holi is about Dahi Handi. In some parts of India, even they use this. So Holi has got total 12 different meanings. Not just one meaning. And Baba uses 3 or 4 of them. The first thing Baba uses
purity
is to become holy and to make others holy. That is the significance of holy. The second thing means to surrender, to become Babas, holy Babas. That is the second meaning Baba uses. The third meaning Baba uses is past, holy, past is past, don't remember it anymore. And the fourth meaning Baba uses is colors. You have to get colored by fathers. And the fifth meaning Baba uses is, no, not entertaining, burning the past. So all the holy murlis of Avyakta Murli, sometimes out of these five, two are used, sometimes three are used, sometimes four are used, sometimes all the five are used. Five meanings. But different murlis on holy, Baba has used different meanings. But in all there are 12, there might be more also. If you study them more, you will understand more meanings of the word holy. So in today's blessing, Baba is saying, to celebrate holy means that whatever has already happened, whatever is the past, you promise to finish that completely. Means, which is the meaning of holy? This. Newness. Past is past. Don't remember it anymore. So this meaning is used out of the 12. Feel anything that has passed to be something of another birth in the past. When you have such a stage, your speed of effort will become intense. To keep on thinking of the past, to live in the past, to think on repenting for the past, brooding over the past, reflecting on the past, contemplating on the past, feeling guilt consciousness within, feeling that I should not have done this, why this happened. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, whatever that has happened, it's drama. Just use the word drama. Don't think of it anymore. Neither bring into your thoughts nor keep in your heart anything. In the thoughts and in the hearts, don't bring anything in the past that has happened to you or anyone else. This is also very important. We don't remember what has happened to me, but what has happened in others' lives, that we remember. Just forget. It's so good stage to be forgetful. That is why it means to celebrate a true holy. That is to color yourself firmly. So here, another word which is used is coloring. So coloring each other. First you color others, you color yourself, both. And then in the coloring, there are other things. They use syringes. Syringe to color others. Pichkari. So which syringe you have to use? Divine intellect. Sunday's Murli is saying, which syringe you have to use? Divine intellect. So you use divine intellect. When you use this syringe, then only you can color others. Otherwise you cannot color others with purity, color of purity. So may you be an intense effort maker who stabilize yourself in the meaning of the word holy and celebrate the true holy. So, whatever festivals we have, I don't think before coming in Gyan, anybody must have thought so much about festivals. We are least bothered about festivals. It's only after receiving this Gyan we try to explore what are these festivals. Otherwise, just celebrate it. Use colors, burn that bonfire, and that's it. But then, when you have knowledge, you understand deeper meanings of holy. When you have knowledge, you understand many different things about holy. Okay? Om Shanti.